Good evening. Good afternoon. We full. Amen. Well, boy, people ate and left, didn't they? But that's the way it go. It's all right. We here. I'm going to keep it short today because I know I didn't eat because I know what happened when you eat. You get sleepy, and I know y'all sleepy, and I'm not going to even keep you that long. I'm going to come down here so I make sure I don't. That way I don't have to eat my notes. I don't need my notes down. I'm just telling this evening that we've had a great day in the Lord. This Hollow Heights, we're doing good. You all don't worry about the numbers. This afternoon ain't got nothing to do with it. We got to keep preaching the gospel. That's what we got to do. Remember that. Remember some great things going on here. All the ministries out there, everything looking good. This is Hollow Heights doing good. I'm so proud. To be your traveling evangelist and to see things going so great. Good to see so many here this morning. Great turnout for our friends and family today. So certainly the angels of heaven rejoicing over the sinners who repented. Is that right? And we ought to be thankful. Amen. If the angels are rejoicing, so should we. And maybe out there, even we don't know who we reached on the internet. Remember, we outreach is not just in these walls. It's all outside of the walls. And YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and all of that. And so we talked about this morning, judgment. And that was the last stand. That was a great opportunity to talk about the importance of getting ourselves together before we stand before God. We're going to have to face God, are we not? And so maybe if you're here this evening, you have not been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you need to obey God before it's eternally too late. Yeah, because, he's coming back one day. He's coming back. That's what I'm talking about. Don't die a goat, whatever you do. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 25 and verse 30. Let's start at verse 30. 31. I'm going to throw a few points out there at you, and then I'm going to let you have the lesson. Because I want to point out some things that's important for us, all of you goats. Don't die a goat. Whatever you do, don't die a goat. Amen. That's what you need to leave this evening. And you look like a goat, smell like a goat, you're a goat. And that's what it is, amen. Goat, they got female goats and they got male goats. And some of you in here are goats already, just don't know you're a goat. You're a goat. And the Bible said, Jesus teaching a basic lesson here. I'm going to make it real quick and simple. Pick up the book of Omen and let's start some reading. You got it?
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory.
And that's when he come back. This is the end of the world. He's coming back. Gonna take Jesus coming back to get it. He's coming back to get the church. Remember he said, let not your heart be troubled. What? I believe in God. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm going somewhere. But I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I'm gonna come back and receive you unto myself where I am. There you may. So this is the second coming. Now, don't worry about the roars and rumors of wars and all those kind of things that you hear at the end, the signs of the end of the world. The sign of the end of the world will be when Jesus appear in the sky. That's it. The Father, Jesus don't know when that day is. The angels don't know when that day is going to be. Only God the Father. And when God the Father says, don't get worried about what's going on in Ukraine and over there in Israel. Man, wars and things like that. They ain't no indication of the end of the world. When God tired, just like he did in the days of Noah, he just sent the flood. He sent the flood. When he get tired of this thing, he going to come. The next time, it's going to be fire. It ain't going to be water next time. It's going to be fire. So he's coming back. This is the end of the world right here. Read on.
And the holy angels with him, yeah. Then shall he sit upon
now
the throne
back.
Of his glory.
The holy angels going to be with him, so he's coming back. And, that cloud on the cloud, to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. That's in 2 Thessalonians 1, 7, and 8. With his mighty angels taking vengeance on them and know not God and obey not the gospel. So anyone who don't know God, have not obeyed the gospel like they did this morning, he's coming back to take vengeance on you. Amen, because that's a goat. Amen, so now here you go. Now watch what happens.
And before him shall be gathered all nations.
Yeah.
And he shall separate them one from another.
Now, this is the King of Kings. Jesus, the King, his kingdom is the church. Now, everybody's standing before him. Watch what he says now.
As a shepherd divides his sheep.
Now,
from
watch
the goats.
Watch personally, he said, as a shepherd divides his sheep. So the sheep belong to the shepherd, right? He identifies what belongs to him. And then he says, what?
From the goats.
And then he don't say the goats belong to him. He said he separated his sheep from the goat, because the goat don't belong in the same pasture with the sheep. Y'all got it? The church is the pastor, P-A-S-T-U-R-E. That's the pastor. Now, elders, which we should try to get, we continue to try to get the pastor, the P-A-S-T-O-R, oversee those in the pastor, P-A-S-T-U-R-E. So the sheep are in the pasture, but the sheep and the goat don't be in, they're going to be separated, right? So the shepherd is Jesus. The great shepherd, Jesus, now I'm coming back to get my sheep. Mm-hmm. So he's coming back to get what belongs to him. Y'all got it? Mm-hmm. Read now. He said,
and
now
he shall set the sheep on his right hand.
Now that's where you want to be, on the right hand. He said, you'll be set the sheep. Now y'all know Jesus right now is on the right hand of the Father. There's something about the right hand. Mm-hmm. You want to be on the right hand, because if you're a goat, you ain't going to be on the right hand. Don't die a goat. That's what I'm going to keep saying that, because that's my lesson this evening. Don't die a goat.
You on the left hand, you're a goat. Right hand, you're there with me. Y'all ain't going to sleep if you participate. And on the left hand, you're a goat. On the right hand, you're
sheep.
Don't die.
A goat.
Got it. Read.
But the goats on the left.
Yeah.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand,
yeah,
come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation.
Now he said, now he tell them, you y'all come on in. And remember I talked about this morning, we ain't going to judgment for them to tell us what all we did wrong. He tell the sheep, come on in, you blessed. You blessed of who? My father. God so loved the world, he gave his son. His son gives his life. And then we are blessed because God so loved the world. He said, now all you who've been blessed by my father, these are the sheep. You come on in for, and do what? Come ye blessed of my father. Read.
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you.
So now we getting out here. That's our mansion. You might be going to trade my earthly home. What? For a better one, bright and fair. Christ left to prepare a mansion for his children in the air. We'll join him in that land where tears nor sorrows shall be found. We'll receive our what? Mansion, our robe, and our crown. That's our inheritance. Right there. Now watch what happened next.
For I was and hungered.
Now Jesus said, "I was." Here's what they did. Here's what the sheep did. He said, "I was hungry,
and you gave me meat,
and you fed me some.
I was thirsty, and you gave me drink.
I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink.
I was a stranger, and
now,
you took me."
Now these are the sheep listening to him. He said, "I was a stranger, and you took me in. Read.
Naked, and you clothed
me. You put some clothes." Now notice they taking care of somebody. Feeding them, clothing them, just are caretakers here. Listen to what the book say now.
I was sick and you visited me.
Now I was sick, you visited me, real.
And I was in prison and you came unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord.
Now notice who's speaking. The sheep are considered righteous. Remember 1 Peter 3:12, eyes of the Lord over who? The righteous. And his ears are open to their prayers. And we obeyed it. We obey whom Romans 6:16. When we obey God, you have to obey God to become righteous like they did this morning. Now, once you obey God, you're in the righteous. That means you're a sheep. Right?
Right.
So sheep are speaking back to the king. So to the shepherd, he says to him, he says to the sheep, sheep says, Lord,
when saw we thee and hungered and fed
thee? They confused. They said, man, when did we do all this? But this is when they're getting the reward. He said, when we saw you hungry, read.
Or thirsty,
when we give you something to drink? Read on.
When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee?
When did all this happen? Read.
Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them.
So basically he said, Lord, when did we take care of you? When were you hungry and then we fed you? When were you in prison we came to get? When were you sick? Now, a lot of people talk about this is the ministry, the works of the ministry. I want you to think about what I'm getting ready to teach you in this short lesson this evening. These are sheep taking care of sheep. Okay. Right? Sheep taking care of who? Goats don't take care of sheep. Goats don't take care of sheep. Sheep take care of sheep. Then you follow me? He says, watch what he says now. Now, don't y'all go to sleep on. Watch it now. If I see somebody asleep, I'm gonna add 15 minutes. What do you say?
Verily I say unto you.
He said, now I say unto you, right?
Inasmuch as ye have done it for.
Now, here comes. Now, watch out, Jesus. He simply answers like this. It ain't even hard to study this. Jesus comes right now. I tell you what you did. As much as you've done
it unto one of the least of these, my brethren.
Now, if it's sheep in the pasture, he's saying, this one sheep right here. If you did one sheep, read.
The least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto
me. Now, notice who he called them.
My brethren.
His brethren. Right. So Jesus is talking about the church. The church are the sheep. And the church is the brother, a sister of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the Father says, come ye blessed of my Father, because the Father gave the Son. And the Son gave his life so we can all become children in the pasture or sheep in the pasture. Amen. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep, a shepherd is watching over the sheep. Amen. You follow me? Mm-hmm. And the sheep are considered brethren. So let's bring it home. At Hollow Heights, every one of us in here that's been baptized, been washed in the blood of the Lamb, we're that sheep. And we've been washed, Amen. And now we in the church, which is the pastor, and the shepherd is Jesus, the King of Kings. Now watch this now. What he's saying is the church took care of the church. Amen. And then he said,
then shall he say unto them on the left hand.
Now we don't have to go there. The left hand of the goats. The goat's gonna have a curse. I'm gonna work on the sheep right quick. This is what I want. Go to Hebrews 5:12. So if a sheep is here, and we had four sheep this morning. Amen. Baptized, four sheep. And I want to see y'all. And you know, it's amazing how God gives you what you need when you need it. Y'all see all these. What them things at? All them things he read, all them names on it this morning. All them sheep. Amen. Every one of them that Jesus died to save. Right. God expects Highland Heights sheep to take care of those sheep. Amen. And goats don't do nothing. Amen. You got a whole bunch of pictures out there with people in ministries. But if y'all don't take care of these sheep, you a goat. Don't die a goat. Amen. We can't let these new converts die in their sin. Amen. You can't get Hebrews 5:12 from them. I'm going to stay. I'm five more minutes. You already know you're a goat because you can't get a brother to go pick up these new converts. We can't get a brother to teach the Bible classes. Well, you goats, brother. Amen. A goat that won't teach. What are we thinking? We shouldn't have to beg for teachers. These are goats. Every brother here who won't teach a Bible class, won't pick up these converts, got a young lady bringing 15 new converts here, and we can't get nobody to go pick them up. Amen. Goats. You goats need to stop being goats and go back to being sheep. Amen. Y'all see, I'm going to get in my red truck, and I'm going to go back to him here, and I'm going to plant my peas tomorrow, and corn, and okra. And some tomatoes in my garden. I'm going to run my tiller down there. I'm going to put my overcover on. And I'm going to put I'm going to put on my old, like former Brown and former Rooks, though.
There you go.
And don't have me some of my tomatoes, because they came out good last year, boy. Now, see, I call them all goats. I make them laugh a little bit, because they know I'm talking. Now, every brother here ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Know I'm talking to him. Mm-hmm. And I ain't taking it back. Amen. I'm not taking it back, because there's a curse coming. Everybody who don't do it, he said, cursed will they be. In Hebrews 5:12, here's what I'm talking about. He was talking about taking care of food, everything they needed. Listen to Hebrews 5:12. The Bible says what?
For the time you ought to be teachers,
yeah,
you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Now, what I'm talking about when it comes to brothers, I'm working on the brothers too, but we got some female goats too. Don't worry about that. I'm going to deal with the brother right now because I know the leadership got to take care of. You got to take care of the church. You got to take care of the church, brothers. Amen. And so he said, listen, you ought to be out. You ought not to be on no milk. You've been in church long enough. You ought to be able to help them. Some people can't help nobody because they too weak. They ain't been fed. That's what happens when you don't come to Bible class. You don't study and stuff like that. You're weak. Read on.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
They need what?
Milk.
Now, what you give a baby when they first come out of the baptism pool? Them babies came out, four of them came out this morning. Who gonna put some milk in their mouth? Well, you know, they don't come back. What? Do you ever go to the hospital and see a baby going home on his own? Have you ever seen a child feed himself? Answer the question, Holly. Amen. Have you ever seen a baby that was born in that hospital take care of themselves?
No.
Don't you see what God is saying? Amen. These are babies, Holly Heights. We got 20 or 30 new converts. And we got to put some milk in them. And you don't blame everybody. Well, they ain't going to come. We ain't going to do that. It's our responsibility. Amen. To take care of that other sheep. They can't take care of themselves.
Right.
Jesus said, I'll tell you what. If you do one of them like that, just one, it's better you put a millstone around you and throw you in the sea.
Amen.
Now, I thought this lesson was going to be something else, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Didn't know I was going to work on these brothers. I heard about brother can't get a brother to step up and teach a class. One or two people teaching. Got a whole lot of goat trouble around here, don't we? Amen. Don't look at me funny. I'm talking. Every goat in here, you all look at me, buck your eye. Goats. Don't die a goat. Amen. They ready, brother Brooklyn. They sick of me. You ain't sick of me, are you?
We keep reading. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
Now, see, a person is unskilled. He's a what? A babe. My point is this, y'all. My point is this. The church, we have to take care of God's flock. Amen. You see the lesson here? Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility. I'm going to ask y'all a question. How many of you want to die a goat? You better put on some sheep clothing then. I'm going to say this to you. If we get it this evening, it should not be another brother's meeting where every brother going to step up and see what he can do. Amen. We should have no new converts that would not arrive to this church building. When all of us got vehicles and cars that we can get them, we shouldn't have Shamika banging those new converts here by ourselves. No woman. Not one woman should have to do that. And we shouldn't have to ask these other sisters to go help that sister. Where the brothers at? Where the men at? All of them goats? Well, it's quiet at Hollow Heights this evening, ain't it? You see, we just got through talking about this. And brother, I'm just appealing to you. That you got to get, we got to do what we got to do. These are precious souls that's in God's kingdom. So what do we do with this lesson? Don't die.
A goat.
So how do you get it right? What do sheep do? Huh? They take care of who?
Sheep.
Because we love sheep. We love our shepherd. Our shepherd gave his life for us. And because he gave his life for me, I'm willing to help the next one. Montana's is a sheep. I got to help Montana. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help him get his just reward. I want to hear him say, God say to him, well done. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Don't you? Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 2:2 talk about desire to sincere men. Now, you can't force feed a child. You don't never see children being force-fed. But they know they're hungry. As soon as they see that bottle, guess where the mouth go? And you stick the bottle in the mouth. God made it so simple so we can understand taking care of our children. Then can't we understand taking care of God's children? So what we got to do now? We got to rally. What we got to do is everybody stay positive. Look what's going on here. Look how many people are coming into the church. Look how many people came back this morning. Look how many people used to be at our lives that came back to visit. People are going to come back, but you got to show love. People don't care how much you know until they care how much you care. You got to show that you care. We got to show that we're working together. We got to work together in unity. I'm going to tell you, brothers who don't work together, there's a goat involved. Any brother who won't work together in unity is a goat. We got to work together for the cause of Christ. And goats don't do nothing but bump heads, don't they? I'm talking to all of us, brothers. Amen. All I want to do is bump head. We ought not be bumping head. Amen. Goats bump heads. Sheep, don't. They live together, work together, stay in the past together, realize the wolf is coming. So to all our members, new members here, well, look here, we're going to do everything we can to keep you safe. Amen. This lesson here is about all of us. This is just directly to those who are members of the Church of Christ. Those are brethren that Jesus was talking to. He wasn't talking to the world. He was talking to the brethren. And we have to do what we got to do to take care of our commission to go into the world and save souls and then keep them saved. Does that make sense? All right. I can't save some of y'all from going to sleep. That what was that brisket y'all ate? That brisket selling hard on some of y'all. I see y'all eyes like this. Got that goat's milk going on? What do we do with this? What do we do with it? Y'all believe it? Yes. Do you see the lesson text? Do I have to read anymore? We don't have to read all the curses, do we? We want our blessing. Let's stay on the positive side of this thing. I want to be blessed. I'm saying, Brother Brooke, I'm going to do everything I can to help anybody get to heaven. Amen. If everybody leave with that today, you already put your sheep clothes back on. Just put your sheep clothes back on and say, you know what? Let's do this together. How about that, all right? What kind of clothes we want on? Sheep. Let's put our sheep clothes on. Because if we don't, we're going to die as what? Goat. Don't die a goat. Let's go to work. There's a lot of things going good. Don't let nobody tell you it's not. And anytime you see a goat bucking against what's right, call him a goat to his face. Say, you ain't nothing but a goat. Maybe it'll shame him. Amen. Maybe it'll shame her. Stop acting like a goat, and we won't call you a goat. Amen. Amen. That's good enough, brother. Brother, if you're here this evening, and you have not obeyed the gospel, you're not even in the Lord's family. You need to be a Christian. That's what you need to be. To become a sheep, you got to hear how God so loved you that he gave his son. You got to believe that his son came to this world, gave his life on a cross, and shed his blood after suffering on that cross for 6 long hours. He shed his blood and washed your sins away. That blood will wash your sins away in baptism, and then he adds you to the church. When he adds you to the church, he adds you to the body. When he adds you to the body, he adds you to the church. When he adds you to the church, he adds you to the body. There's but one body. The body's made up of sheep. Shepherd, Jesus is our shepherd. And so if you want to be in this flock, you got to understand that he shed his blood, took blood. Acts 20:28. He said, take heed yourself, which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. It's blood purchased. Jesus gave his life, and we want to get to heaven. Isn't that right? I want to hear him say, come ye blessed of my Father. What am I going to do about that, brother? Number one, you got to believe it with all of your heart that God did that for you. Number two, you got to repent of your sin. Hear, believe. Number three, repent. Number four, confess Jesus to be Son of God. Number five, got to be baptized for the remission of sin. Now, if you're here, you want to get baptized this morning, you didn't, come on up. We'll go ahead and baptize you this evening, and then you add you to it. We're going to start trying to take care of everybody we can. I know some good people in this room, and I know y'all want to see us continue to do good, don't you? Don't you want to do good? We're going to do good. If we just stay with the Lord, he'll take care of it. God will take care of it. So what I want you to do, if you want to get baptized, I want you to come down here. If you need to ask God to forgive you for anything, we'll do that. If you need prayer, we ask you to come. As together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.